Live from the heart of the Rust Belt, where we stand up for what is right and just. I'm Steve Gruber. This is The Steve Gruber Show. Here are the three big things you need to know, and later some things just for fun. Number three, Harper is ready to roll into the Ohio Valley and may dump several inches of fresh snow across Michigan, too. Two, President Trump traveled to the Pentagon to discuss missile security, but took time out to focus on the border as well.
We need strong borders. We need strong barriers and walls. Nothing else is going to work. Everyone knows it. Everybody's saying it now.
And number one, before leaving for the Pentagon, the president grounds Nancy Pelosi. They're shocked, they're angry, and they're going nowhere because Trump said no. It's Friday and time to get to it. And breaking news right off the top here. Mexico apparently has thrown open its southern borders. Mexico in the last few hours, and right now just watching a live feed of the Guatemalan-Mexican border, migrants in the caravans streaming across the border uncontested, unchecked. Not a single border agent there to meet them. The Mexican government saying we don't want a confrontation. Mexico is not our ally. Let me say that again so we're crystal clear on that. Mexico is not our ally. Mexico is a corrupt nation, a nation that's overrun with drugs and cartels and corruption and murder and violence of all sorts. And they've thrown open their southern border with Guatemala, and right now, thousands of migrants are streaming across, uncontested. And that means they're going to be coming express, straight up to the United States. And that means there'll be more of them because it's so easy to cross into Mexico now. It'll be like the express lane coming north. It is time now for America to stand tall and say, no, we have a border. We have a process. This is how we do it. I implore the president to stay the course. I implore those that are in support of national security to stay the course. We have no other option. You can't have a flood of humanity come across your border having no idea who it is, having no idea what they're doing, having no idea where they're going or what their intentions are, that don't speak the language, that don't care to assimilate into America. No, sir. And Mexico just became a huge part of the problem, throwing open its southern border altogether. Now, as you know, Nancy Pelosi here a couple of days ago threw out the idea of not having, basically uninviting the president to deliver the State of the Union address on January the 29th. It was a bald-faced move and a power move of Nancy Pelosi trying to rub the president's nose in it and saying, we're not going to have the State of the Union, and then try to claim spaciously that somehow it wasn't safe to do so. Now, Nancy Pelosi has all of her security in place. She's doing fine. She wants to make sure that's taken care of. So just so we're clear on this, Nancy Pelosi claims because of the government shutdown, it's not safe to hold the State of the Union. But she is completely unfazed by no security at the southern border in many places. That's perfectly fine. Of course, she doesn't live on the border in Texas. What does she care? She cares about power. So the president did not respond for more than 24 hours. And then Nancy Pelosi and a whole collection of lawmakers and staffers, well, they were at Joint Base Andrews, sitting on a big government plane ready to fly across the ocean to begin a trip to Afghanistan and Brussels with a stop in Egypt. And all of a sudden, the plane stopped and there was confusion. And the reason being is there was a letter delivered, and it's the greatest letter. This is why some days I really enjoy Donald Trump. Some things are much better than a tweet. Some things are much. The president sent a letter to Nancy Pelosi saying, gosh, because of the shutdown, and those are my planes because I'm commander in chief, yeah, we're not going to send those. Those can stay on the ground. Here's the letter. Dear Madam Speaker, Due to the shutdown, I'm sorry to inform you that your trip to Brussels, Egypt, and Afghanistan has been postponed. We will reschedule this 7-day excursion when the shutdown is over. In light of the 800,000 great American workers not receiving pay, I am sure you would agree that postponing this public relations event is totally appropriate. I also feel that during this period, it would be better if you were in Washington negotiating with me and joining the Strong Border Security Movement to end the shutdown. Obviously, if you would like to make your journey by flying commercial, that would certainly be your prerogative. I look forward to seeing you soon, and even more forward to watching our open and dangerous southern border finally receive the attention, funding, and security it so desperately deserves. Sincerely, Donald J. Trump. I just think that's beautiful. I just think that's, you know, a couple of people, well, that's just petty. Really? And so what? Yeah, I think it was a tremendous counterpunch. Nancy Pelosi wants to mess with the State of the Union because she doesn't want Donald Trump to have 45 million viewers, which is what they had the last time, 46 million the time before that. You might actually get more this time. You might crowd 50 million people watching. Yes, you might get 50 million people watching. And she wants to deny that. So he says, you know what? You go ahead, you do that. But in the meantime, you go ahead and sit right there because we'll get back to you. You go ahead and sit right there. We'll get back to you because right now we have a government shutdown and we're not going to send those planes. Too expensive, and it's a bad optic. Just a bad optic. The president yesterday went to the Pentagon to discuss missile defense. We'll talk about that in a moment. But he did take time, of course, to discuss the border. Of course he did. It's bite two. And I want you to hear it real quick from Donald Trump yesterday. Go.
Without a strong border, America is defenseless, vulnerable, and unprotected. I also want to thank the military for helping us out during the big caravan period. But now you have more caravans forming, and they're on the way up. Thousands and thousands of people. We don't know where they're from, who they are, nothing. We need strong borders. We need strong barriers and walls. Nothing else is going to work. Everyone knows it. Everybody's saying it now. It's just a question of time.
It's just a question of time before we get this taken care of. Meanwhile, Nancy can enjoy her staycation. Because here's the thing. Nancy Pelosi was going to jump on that plane and be gone for a week, which means the government shutdown would have gone on for another week while she was out partying and doing what, you know, yeah, seeing troops. I get all that. But she'll be out. You know, come on. Do you think they're eating, you know, MREs? Don't kid yourself. Do not kid yourself. I want to talk a little bit about that missile security system the president was talking about. And then some other big stories we have got to get into. The big headline story that Donald Trump had Michael Cohen rig polls on social media in his favor in the run-up to the election. That's the headline on the Wall Street Journal. But when you read the article, you find something totally different. Shocking, right? We'll get you right down to the bare-knuckle truth right here on the Steve Gruber Show.
Michigan residents are targeted for identity theft more often than the rest of the country. It's a fact. But did you know the Michigan Chamber has an identity theft protection solution designed to help Michigan Chamber members and their employees? It's true. And it's the best data protection you can get today. There are only two kinds of people, those that have had their data stolen and those that will. The Michigan Chamber is here to help you defend yourself and your employees from getting robbed. Go to SteveGruber.com. Click on the Michigan Chamber logo to learn more and get started. Protect yourself with the Michigan Chamber Identity Theft Protection Solution.
Selfless service is the guiding principle that drives Army National Guard soldiers to be always ready whenever disaster strikes. Every Army National Guard member serves not only to protect the nation, but also their local communities, so they each have a stake in the security and well-being of the neighborhoods where they live and work. They are your next-door neighbors and your colleagues in schools, offices, and factories. Since the early days of our republic, the Army National Guard has continued its timeless commitment to guarantee peace and security for all Americans. Americans, a proud legacy which has endured for nearly four centuries. To be a Guard soldier is to stand ready to serve at all times for family, for community, and for country. Selfless service, it's what inspires the men and women Army National Guard to be part of something greater than themselves. To learn more, log on to NationalGuard.com or contact an Army National Guard recruiter in your area. Sponsored by the Michigan Army National Guard. Aired by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Being a mother-to-be is both exciting and overwhelming. From shopping for the best stroller to deciding which birthing center to use, there's lots of choices to make. Fortunately, the Economic Alliance for Michigan Maternity Care Project can help. It's an online resource for a mom-to-be in Michigan to educate herself on her options. Visit eamonline.org. That's eamonline.org. Then click Maternity Care Project, a public service announcement from the Economic Alliance for Michigan.